a certified personal trainer from the YMCA. So I've been doing boot camp training, for over 2 years now. That's been very successful for me and very successful for my students as well, too. So in terms of group training, you will be seeing it in the future. And I'm available for that as well, too.
So sorry. And for the one on one trainings, do the people that you're training, do they need certain equipment? Like, is it for the novice like it is for the expert?
With me, all I need is a space.
Okay.
All I need is a space. And there's different types of training. You can have equipment. I'll work with the equipment that you have. But all you need is a space. Because there's different ways of training. There's million of one ways to train, I would say. There's body weight training. You have the weight training. There's suspension training as well, too. So there's different types. So all you really, really need is when you're contacting me, of course, I'm going to be asking you, okay, what is it that you have at home? And I can also set up your home as well, too, in terms of the equipment that you may need. The equipment that you need really to organize yourself to pinpoint the full body.
Amazing. And so now, before I let you go, I want to ask you just your opinion personally in terms of the shutdown to the gyms. Like, do you have an opinion on that? Like, in terms of, like, you know, like, how do you feel about that? Like, because they're saying it's not necessarily an essential service, but understanding the, I guess, the health risk. But what do you have an opinion on that?
I do have. Well, obviously, I'm not super happy about the shutdown that's happening with the gyms right now, just because I do care about the importance of maintaining our health. And I just don't understand, you know, why. Well, I do understand in terms of, like, keeping our numbers down for the COVID heightening in society, but I do find that it is really unfortunate that they've gone to the length of closing the gyms, especially when sometimes you're coming from a gym where they are following exactly all the regulations, and you're going to the gym and you're getting in there. People are wearing masks. People are washing hands and are strictly following the social distancing. And then afterwards you hear that, okay, in another area, the cases have gone up, and you're saying to yourself, well, you know, our gym's following all the regulations, and you're thinking maybe all the other gyms too maybe all the other gyms too are doing their best that they can,
right,
in order to follow rules as well too. And it gets to be extremely disappointing.
I can imagine.
Gets to be extremely disappointing. But what I think about the gyms closing too is, you know, it's not so bad as well, too, because you really do have to look at the alternatives. Sometimes when you're given a bad, you got to make a good from it. Okay.
Good point. Yep.
So what happens is that you are turning back towards home training, which is excellent. Okay. Some of the downfalls is that, okay, you might not have all the weights that you have at in a gym setting. Okay. But you're forced to look back at your training and train and maybe train in a different way. You are going to probably do maybe more cardiovascular activity. You're going to be examining just different types of training that you might not have used if you had been into the gym before. So you might use a combination of body weight training and maybe suspension training.
Seems
you
like
have
that.
To look. You have to look at. You know. You have to look at different options that are out there.
And seeing the glass half full.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But you know, when you're training as well too, you have certain goals to meet as well too. So I can't just say, okay, you're gonna throw this in, you're gonna throw that in. Mm-hmm. No. As a personal trainer, the personal trainer is going to look at you, is going to assess the need, what you need, is going to look at your goals. And then after, we're going to plan something out, mm-hmm. and we're going to plan a training out that is going to be appropriate for you and give you the exercises that are appropriate for you as well too.
I love that. So how do people get in contact with you, because you've laid all kind of knowledge, and I'm sure there's people I'm seeing on the live who are interested. Some people have some personal questions that they're going to want to connect with you and ask you. So how do people connect with you?
You can always contact me through macreamfitness@gmail.com. mm-hmm. So it's macream fitness fitness altogether at gmail.com. You can reach me through Messenger, Annie Mac, on Facebook. There's also my McCream Fitness business page as well too, on Facebook. There's a business page for Annie Mac as well too. Those are the ways that you can contact me. Mm-hmm. Also, you have my number as well too, 514-814-0402. Oh, I see one of the best trainers that I ever met, also in Montreal. I just want to say, not only me, but I see a Miss Tracy Steele who is up there as well too. Hi, Tracy.
Big shout out, Tracy.
Big shout out to you, Tracy. She's another one in the West Island with me, at Extreme Fitness. I always also want to mention, you know, Extreme Fitness, that's the gym that I train at, which is an incredibly fabulous gym. Mm-hmm. If you're ever in the area, we have like terrific owners. Mm-hmm. And I'm very, very, very happy, family oriented. Mm-hmm. And I think I went to a gym where, you know, it got that vibe as well too.
Right.
And very helpful people. And I think that's the vibe that I'm, mm-hmm. I'm with as well also. So,
so
I invite you guys, come. Yeah. Welcome to McCream Fitness. Mm-hmm. We welcome you. Support you all the way through your fitness journey. And
what would be your words of wisdom that you want to leave with the people today?
I think the words of wisdom that I want to leave with you is afraid. You're allowed to be afraid. Mm-hmm. But I want you to act with courage. I want you to act with courage. I also want you to create your world. If it's a fitness world, if you don't have a gym at home, I want you to create that fitness world around you. Surround yourself with people that are that where you want to have the success. You want to be like that person, and you see that person getting there, surround yourself with that person. If you do not have a gym at home, okay, you start your push-ups, mm-hmm. Start your skater leaps. You can just start. If you do not have a gym at home, use your parks. Use your parks.
The weather's getting better now.
The weather's getting fantastic. Get out there. Start jogging. Just walk. I don't necessarily run with high intensity. Mm-hmm. Moderate cardio works for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just walking briskly works for me. Mm-hmm. Walking slowly works for me. Walking is one of the best cardiovascular exercises that is out there. Everybody can do it, and it's so cheap.
$3.99.
Yeah.
Great call,
Queen. It's great, you know? Awesome. And then, last thing I want to I want to leave you this is with this is I want to leave you with is make time for success. Okay, make time for success.
I love that.
Make sure that you get into a point in your life, or just make sure that you have this a positive mindset as well too, or a mindset that is realistic.
Yes.
And a mindset that is positive as well.
And so you drop all kind of gems this morning. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I am so proud of you guys within the Black community that you are here.
Thank you.
And I'm so happy that you guys are able to help Ebony businesses out there. You know, I applaud you.
Thank you.
You guys are fantastic, dynamic, fantastic.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Queen. Again, you're always welcome. So definitely, we're looking forward to having you back. Just continue to share the knowledge, and for everybody who's looking, we've shared the links to her page on our Facebook page and within the group. So definitely get in contact with.
Be looking for my website. Yay. It's gonna come soon. Okay,
that's what it is.
And it's supposed to be 19 degrees today, guys. So you can go ahead and walk out there. I'm just saying, it's about to be a nice day. Girl.
So with no further ado, I want to hand the mic off to our resident DJ Bobby Payne. Definitely check him out on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/DJ Bobby Payne. Here he is with the mix, kicking it off with MCD Solo. I'm so crazy.
This is DJ Bobby Payne. I got a couple minutes to just rock you with some music right now. MCD Solo. Stand up, man. Let's go.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Hate to see you shine. Yeah, I see you talking shit online. Yeah, today I got some time. Why you always broken, hella dusty? How you got so much to say, but you never ever pay? Maybe you should shut the fuck up. You ain't about shit, but you hating on the come up. You so lame and your mama lame too. Why I said that shit? No, that right shit. I'm just saying what we all feeling. I'ma stack it up to the ceiling. I'ma keep these middle fingers waiting. I'm so great. Let them all hate. That might see you watch. Gonna make it look so awesome. Pitiful the prize.
I got another Montreal artist. Goes by the name of Prince Akeem. Thing called Odell Beckham.
Hey, call me selfish. I just wanna make sure that you mind no one else's. Drive it crazy, you know how to make me jealous. Maybe your intentions, anytime you want attention. Hidden folders in my phone, never share what you send me. Privacy is gold, we too old for being messy. Come and spread it, let me stretch you out. Hot yoga sessions, got you sweating. Oh girl, I find it sexy. Do it for me, throw it at me. Watch me catch it, do it for me. Throw it at me, don't regret it. Do it for me, throw it at me. Watch me.
Ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Tell me if you with it, cause I'm with it, babe. I haven't heard from you and I'm in it, babe. Just tell me what to do and I get it, babe. Gucci and Prada.
Trip deep crib in the middle of the night. I don't let you miss it as I put it down right, babe. I can put you on a flight. You know that it like me can change your life, oh, babe. Everything you do is amazing. Ain't nobody want to go crazy. I got what you need. Everybody think you shy, but I know you a freak, okay, oh, babe.
I'm evil now. I woke up in a black, got everything so I can see it now. I'm on that demon time, it's only right I cop the Hellcat. They always hit me where it hurt, but this time I felt that. Why I gotta prove myself to this shit that I'm better than? As if I wasn't at radio stations going super saiyan. As if this nobody is and everything they buying. And as if didn't shoot me and they picking sides. I'm back, I'm about to go crazy. I ain't pulling up, less than four, finna pay me. I'm the shit, and I ain't gotta prove it. Finna go dumb shit, these four think I'm stupid. I'm about to go crazy. Me no new shit. Yeah. Do you know who you dealing with? Hate the victim, but kill the shit. Call a judge just to buy a car, 100 flies on a dealership. Long legs, he intimidated. Amazon, I'm elevated. Little people make little people. Stallions breed prize babies. Eat it up for a while, baby. Buck on it, I'm wild, baby. I ain't scared, let's take it there. I knew you was a crybaby. Bust that boy. Let him adventure inside. If my was a beach, he get swept up by the tide. Any time I let hit it, they know Stallion is a vibe. If I wasn't such a player, probably be somebody's wife.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Hold on. Jake Freely. Holla at me if you need me. Baby, you should enjoy yourself. Boy, stuff me, no help. Look, they say fly girls have more fun. So what? So you should enjoy yourself. Yeah, yeah. You should enjoy yourself. This is a full of strap. Strap. If the ops run up in the, we gon' clap. Slap, fuck it, felt like a fat. Shopping up in sack fist with a couple actors to get Christian Dior. I be all up in the stores. Young, I can buy you what you want. She got a fat, shorty shaped like Serena. Long hair, brown eyes, shorty look like Selena.
This is DJ.
Shorty said that she was Puerto Rican. Well, like Katrina. Oh, 210 on the dashboard. Shorty, be clear what you asked for. Cause you got that get right, mama. And I gotta get my baby. Listen, I don't want no problems. I just want my baby. You don't gotta put your cup down. Hold on. Drink freely. And holla at me if you need me. Baby, you should enjoy yourself. Boy, stuff need no help. They say fly girls have more fun. So what? So you should enjoy yourself. Yeah, yeah.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
Yes.
It's the community. community update time. So we have a special guest on the line today who's going to talk about what's going on currently. But before we get into that, I do want to mention that last week Saturday, I want to shout out everyone who came out for the march for Rebecca Love Harry. You know, when we got there, my girlfriend and I was just like, it was looking a little feminine heavy, but the men came out. So shout out to them. I appreciate that. And or I appreciate it was for me. No, but yes. We appreciate that. And so shout out for that. And the fight is still ongoing.
Yep. You
know, this is not a isolated situation. And so there's a lot of pandemics going on. Huh?
Facts. No, we got to stay on it. It's like like we talk about all the time. When we talk about racism, it's not really a black issue. It's more like white people need to step up. When we talk about what's happening to our women being abused, it's not a woman issue. Like men need to step up and need to deal. You know. So definitely, big shout out to the whole family for putting that together.
Shout out to that. So who we got? Farrell?
Hold on 1 second. Let me make sure her mic is up. Kitsy Antoine, are we hearing you?
Yes, I'm here.
Woo-hoo! This the one and only Ketty Antoine.
Hey,
DJ special.
What up? What up?
Everything, the lounge of Ben, the everything. Thank you for being with everything. Us this morning. The everything. Hey, thank you.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me for a second time for the same event.
Yo, sister. You know it's mad love. I'll have you 3 times. You know me.
It's the COVID effect. I was listening to you guys before. You were talking about, you know, the pandemic, and it's you know, we're living it. And part of it is to postpone, you know, events and to change and adapt and learn quick. And it's all part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to adapt to survive.
that's really what it is. So basically, you're here. You're plugging the event again. And for those who don't know, hold on.
Le Festival Afro-Urbain 3rd edition reinvented.
So then I was like, all right, cool. Let me just go through the aisles and
propose. And it's going to be webcast from April 9th till April 11th. So it's starting
tomorrow.
Friday.
And I've been watching a lot of the behind the scenes, the clips. Like, this looks like it's going to be lit. Like, it's like, it seems like you guys turned it up a notch or two, like knowing it was going to be virtual.
Oh my God.
Yes.
We wanted to tone it down. we failed.
Yeah, it turned up.
3 full days of events, concerts, panels, movies, literatures. We have great headliners. We pay tribute to Mr. Lamine Touré, which is the father of Nuit d'Afrique and the owner of Balatou. It's an institution that welcomes every foreign artist in Montreal.
Yep.
We have Malika Tirolien on the bill. Woo! Wally. Ndaka Yowini is an artist that came from Angola last year. It's his first Canadian show. He's a big star in Africa, so we're very proud to welcome him. There's going to be Wesley on the bill, and DJ Sandy Duperval will make us dance Saturday night. So it's really a full programmation. I invite you to go either on our Facebook page, Festival Afro Urbain, and to you know, get in touch with the program, or go straight where it's going to be broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one address to remember. It's festafrourbain.org.
I'm sharing that right now.
Festafrourbain.org. This is where it's going to happen. And it starts tomorrow, Friday, April 9th. At 5 p.m. I'm so excited.
Nice.
You see, and I appreciate you're keeping it simple, because there's a lot of these online events and it's just like, okay, log in here, do this, then turn over, switch it, change your platform, get on here. And I'm like, I can't get to this event. I can't get in. And it's wild, you know? So I appreciate you guys keeping it very simple. I'm sharing it.
We watched and learned.
Exactly. Oh my God, this is exceptional. I'm sharing it in the group right now. So basically, and I'm not sure if you just said that. Sorry if I missed it. So it's a free event. We could all log in. Like, is there a contribution to pay to be able to join? Like, how does that? How does it work?
It's a free, total free event.
Wow.
The festival is really a platform to discover and celebrate our artists from our different Afro descendants communities, and I insist in communities because we're many different Black communities in Montreal and Quebec and Canada.
Yes.
The diversity is so rich.
Yes.
And it's really an effort we're doing to try to represent as many of us, you know? So it's a platform to celebrate what we are, what we contribute, and we want to celebrate with everybody, you know? Mm-hmm. It's from La Maison d'Haïti in partnership with the organization Union Urbaine, and I'm excited to join my force with them because La Maison d'Haïti has been very, very vocal in, you know, making art and culture accessible to the population. Now we see kind of a gentrification of culture and art in dans les centres, you know, le centre-ville de Montréal. They are, you know, quartier des spectacles. But what about, you know, our neighborhood where we need art and culture to get inspired
and
find strength to find solution in our daily? Art is not c'est pas superficiel. Art is a necessity. I can't find my words. I'm so excited.
Yep.
Art is a necessity.
I love it. Yes.
And we need to see beautiful and enjoy our life in our daily in order to maintain, you know, some type of sanity. So I'm very vocal about that. I'm very proud to you know, be the coordinator and artistic director of this amazing Festival Afro-Urbain, Afro-Urban Fest. Yeah.
Man, sister, I'm proud of you and everything that you're doing and representing for the culture and keeping it alive and keeping it at the forefront and keeping the professionalism as well.
Thank you. I don't know if you noticed, but this year it's in April. Usually it's at the end of February for Black History Month.
Yes.
So we're like, you know, because of the pandemic and all, why not introduce this new idea that Black History Month is, it's something that needs to be celebrated a year long.
Thank you.
12 months. And February is the month to launch that yearly celebration that allows us to educate ourselves, celebrate who we are, and decolonize a bit, you know, everything that we've been taught, everything that we embodied, everything that we agreed and that we don't really agree. It's not just 28 days per year. So we want, you know, let's take the opportunity that this situation is an opportunity to introduce this new idea.
Oh my God. Like, it basically, like, you couldn't have said it any better. That's something I harp on all the time. Black history should not just be in the month of February. So thank you I thank you guys in Maison d'Haïti for taking the lead on that and setting the example. Because really, we can't. And we have to stop trying to squeeze everything into these 28 days because we're missing stuff. So stretch it out throughout the year.
We need to spread our wings.
Talk about it.
We sure do.
Talk about it, sister. Thank you so much for that.
Let's just do it.
Oh man, so that's love. So basically, so we're all going to be joining basically this whole weekend. I have to say I love my home setup because I have a pretty big TV. I have surround sound, so when I take part in these virtual shows and virtual concerts, it's like I'm there live. So I love it.
You know, we put a lot of effort to give that same feeling that we're so eager to feel when we go see shows and we're amongst us. You know, it's a family, a community thing. So. And it's good for our health, but now we have to stay home. It's better for our health right now.
Facts, right.
But we really put a lot of effort to recreate that energy and that experience that we're used to. So
I'm
really excited to talk about it. I want you to be part of it. And if you can't, the beauty of it is everything will be documented online, you know, YouTube, and you're going to be able to see it again and again and again. And now our public is not just Montreal, but the whole world.
The whole world. Love sister, it. Hats off to you again. So just reminding people one more time. So that's Fest Afro Urbain, FestAfroUrbain.org. Basically, it starts.
That's it.
tomorrow, 5 p.m., and it's going right through basically till Sunday.
Exactly. And go see the schedule. Go see what you don't want to miss. Go on our Facebook page. You can go on my personal page. The schedule is everywhere.
Yeah, I love it.
Right?
Yeah, we just shared it in our group. Yeah, we shared it in our group. If you're in the OFC Facebook group, or also shared on the Empower Hour page, so everybody could tune in and follow and support.
That's what's up, Queen.
Continue to do what you're doing, sister. You're doing an awesome job. Great representation. Great example for the queens coming up in the community. Keep up the awesome work. And let's just quick plug for your store. If people could come by. We got to double promote. We're here promoting one thing. We got to promote two.
Oh, thank you.
Yo, it's all love.
The boutique, and that's where you can get your T-shirt. Festival T-shirt. We have T-shirt, bags. Come and get yours.
You see? Yo, I'm coming. I'm coming for my shirt. Yeah, I might come today, actually.
9:26 Saint-Hubert. And you know the funds from the T-shirt and the bags is to continue the new program we put together. A program of residency for artists. So this year with the festival, 9 artists benefited from this first program.
Wow.
Yes, this is new. See? I have so really many good news. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I almost forgot to say that.
Yeah, you see, it's good. I'm glad I pulled that out of you. Because, no, it's definitely those things are huge. That's important. And like I'm saying, like the artists here, like the struggle is real sometimes for these artists. They're coming up. A lot of times they're on their own doing their thing. So any support that they could get, it's all lovely. Very much appreciated.
And you see, since we couldn't do it like en présentiel, we couldn't do it live. We're like, okay, how can we be creative with the space?
Right.
With the amazing space of Espace, Le Centre des Arts de la Maison d'Haïti.
Right.
So we're like, okay, let's put together a residency for artists. So we have visual artists, dancers, and musicians that you know benefited from this, and they're part of the programmation.
Sister. Thank you. That's awesome. Thank you again for sharing. And we will continue to plug in. You'll probably see me later today. I'm coming for my shirt.
Yay. Cool. Thank you, guys. Thank you, family.
Stay well, sister. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Please enjoy your day. Enjoy the sun.
Oh, for sure.
You know we will.
You don't know how long it's going to last.
That's right.
Good point. All right, sister. Cool. Stay well.
Bye.
Peace.
Amazing.
I'm excited.
Her energy is everything.
Yep.
I love that.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and we only need to touch on like two things, and we'll jump into Kaya.
Yeah. So, again, we're not going to mention everything, but please go to the OFClink.com/events to know what's going on. But one thing I definitely want to mention: so when you're done jamming after the fest, that's going on until 5 p.m. on Sunday. Please, please, please tune in to Politics 101.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be teaching our community about politics, something that we really need to get involved in,
right.
Something that I mentioned myself, I need to learn. I'm politic illiterate.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I don't know why I was so excited about that.
Yeah, that was a cheer on. Yes, you wish, Gina. I think that's what you said without saying it. We always pick on Gina.
I felt the shade. It got real cold in here. Thank goodness I got a jacket on.
Right? A fly jacket at it. At that
one. Thank you, though. Online, 7 p.m., Politics 101. Please tune in. Mm-hmm. And get informed, because we do get informed so that we can mobilize.
Mm-hmm.
So 7 to 8:30 p.m. I'm trying to find the yes, to join, simply register at ofc.nationbuilder.com/update and select interest group dash politics 101.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be discussing politics and sharing information and views.
Yo, that's what it is. Yeah. And I got to give a big shout out to Demas Gratos. So that's our sister Tanisha Valiant, who is going to be running that workshop. Her and her team. Like it's time, man. It's time that we mobilize and educate ourselves, and you know, just do the damn thing, man.
Oh, and this workshop will be divided into 3 areas of focus. Mm-hmm. So April 11th will be Canadian government.
Mm-hmm.
April 18th will be running as a candidate, and April 25th will be mobilizing the vote.
Mm-hmm.
All 3 very important topics for us to get informed on. Mm-hmm. So all other events, please do visit ofclink.com/events.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one little other shout out. I want to shout out Tamara Durant, okay, who just launched her Caribbean Muse. She's starting a seafood boil and yeah, Bajan turnovers and currant rolls. Mm-hmm. And I want to shout her out because I feel like this whole shutdown and stuff is really turning into people into entrepreneurs. Beautiful. And finding themselves. So shout out to a black woman entrepreneur who's following her dreams into mm-hmm. doing that. So I just seen that on the feed, and so I wanted to give her a little highlight.
And
little
it's very
out.
Good, the mm-hmm. seafood boil. It is yeah. really not. Oh yeah.
And hey, it's I would good. Totally be there with it's you tomorrow good. With it. But me being the vegetarian that I am, that's not my wheelhouse. But you know,
I'm pescatarian. I'll be there.
Yeah,
I've tried it. It's cool.
Coffee and oh, wow. sex in the morning.
See how I get in.
Breakfast see how you tell me to be quiet.
Go to work. Yay. I need you to go to work. Part of my sincerity. Yay. You know I'm a rarity. My love be a therapy. Yay. All around remedy. Baby, who instead of me? These bitches will never be. Put it down like it's heavy, baby. Honeymoon there when I lay there. Wake up. Soon as we wake up. Wish we could lay up. Still stack our pay up. It's almost safe. No time to waste. No time to waste. I know you got the best of me. I know you need the stress relief, babe. Before we book a dress to leave, want you to try this recipe, babe. I know we just woke up. I know you gotta go, but breakfast isn't over. I see the way you rose up. Huh. Basic morning, what do about it, good, babe? Clearly you agree, don't be trying to leave. Like, I get you right for the week. We can bake in the sheets. Set you parlay in the pain. I need to wake up. Soon as we wake up. Wish we could lay up. Still stack our pay up. You run your labor. Need you to stay up. It's almost safe. No time to waste.
Sleeping on Kelly.
Woo. Trust me.
Damn. Mm-hmm. That was a color selection. Hot fire.
Mm. Yeah, we got to have some of those morning inspiration songs, mm-hmm. right? And you know, right. some of us are doing different things.
Mm-hmm. like that.
Some of us aspire to be.
Wow.
No comment over here.
Yes. Kai, what are we getting into today?
Oh, it's me. Yes, darling. It is you, sweetheart. Okay, so let's get into it. So first things first. Right now I think it's good that we talk about some things that are a little light and airy, and this is what time it is. So you guys know that cuffing season refers to a period of time where single people begin to kind of like hook up or look for long-term relationships to yes. pass the colder months with, right?
Yes.
So cuffing season usually begins in October and ends usually around Valentine's Day. But
that's right.
in Canada uh-huh. and like colder parts of Canada, we usually drag it on a little bit longer.
Okay, okay.
Because it's cold, right? So you need somebody to like keep the bed warm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But cuffing season is officially over, and you can see it all over the world. That it is. We gonna also call it breakup season because they are breaking up.
Oh.
People are getting ready Ooh. For summertime. They are breaking right? up. They're okay. going into the gym.
Okay.
They're doing like the self-care routines and right, taking care right. of themselves. So just want to say, you know, to everyone out there, so if your lover that you've been with all winter starts to act a little shifty, know that. and you know what? Don't fight them. Let them go.
Do you?
Chances are, if they really like you, they'll be back next October.
right? But are you taking them back, though? Let's think about it like that.
Most people do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Most people do, because if you can spend a whole winter with a person, right, chances are they're really good. But it's just that, you know, it's hot outside,
right.
you know? And we're mammals. Rawr.
Not rawr. But I do say, don't let somebody tell you more than once that they don't want you.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure.
Talk
well,
about
see,
it.
This is what I'm going to say. Just for the ladies, just to protect your heart, I think that you should break up with him before he dumps you.
I mean, yeah.
In the,
I mean, yeah.
On the defense. In the illustrious yeah. words of Missy Elliott, like, break up with him before he dump me.
Hey, that's what time it is. Hey, there you go. That's what time it is.
But, right. So, cuffing season is over, and it is time for us now to start making our different moves, bringing out the sexy clothes.
Okay.
And even some of our favorite celebrities are actually going through the cuffing season breakup.
Okay.
So I'm going to just give us a little bit of on that because I cannot believe it. So I don't know if you guys heard about Kanye and Kim.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect timing.
The laugh.
Listen, that's how I feel, but that's the way laugh, I feel about it, honey. No, I'm over it right now because you know what? You're going to stop playing with me.
Mm-hmm. But I heard she has to contact him through his security.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, wow.
Well, because you know what? It, at this point, it's violence. What the Kardashians did to Kanye is it's violence.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. It's abuse. Yeah. And he's
what they do to all of them.
He's like, traumatized.
How come they don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't understand.
Yeah. That. Lamar Odom, anyone? You know? Come on, guys.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah, you know what? Let's touch
he
on
was,
we're going to touch
that's
on
you. Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
Lamar Odom, actually, okay, so let's go start from the Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom apparently is been noted to be in like a little relationship with Carly Rae from Love and Hip Hop.
That's what I see.
And
really?
So,
yep.
I think it's going to be one of the most toxic relationships we've seen in life. But I'm here for it, and I'm here for the television spinoff that's going to come from it because it's going to be amazing.
Carly, Carly needs some healing, though. I mean, they both do.
They do.
Oh, no, she's been doing really well. Actually, you know Carly Rae got a lot of money. You know this, right? You know Carly Rae got, like, mad businesses. Like, she does a lot of stuff.
That.
She's a great businesswoman. Yes. Like, you'd be surprised on what
I'm
businesses
not surprised.
Are.
Yeah, Carly. On the type. Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But,
you
okay.
said Carly Rae? Because you know you guys know I'm way off.
K-A-R.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, guys. Carly Rae.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So, I don't want to stay on one topic too long because, you know, I don't got too much time.
It's
but
okay.
We got to get into the DMX overdose situation.
Yep. Mm.
Oh, no. I am sending love out to you, dog. Like, you cannot be out here still. So, where is his aunt? Where is his people? Where are his loved ones?
Yeah.
You got to, you know, sometimes you got to stop your brother from, you know, doing certain things. And, you know, it's like, these are people who have such an impact on hip hop, right? We to have to talk about all of our greats in such a tragic way,
right?
In the end, is just it doesn't make sense to me. So I think that we need to just you know step up our game and the accountability is something. And you know what? Take care of your loved ones, man.
Facts.
DMX,
absolutely.
We sending love to you, King. I want to just treps back because last week we talked about Lil Nas X and a rapper out there. I can't even remember his name right now, but it got into a little bit of backlash because he said, no, Lord, we didn't say DMX. We said Lil Nas X.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Inappropriate.
Oh,
so he's you know, he's in a little bit of hot water for that, but he came on and apologized. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna give it to him for that.
Mm-hmm. It was a joke.
It was a joke.
Come well, on. He's a rapper, not a comedian, so
so what? He can't diversify.
No,
that's not his lane.
That's not no. Clearly, it's not.
It was a joke.
And just so that people know, addiction is a mental health issue,
right?
Yeah,
and he speaks about how he got into it too. When you trust the wrong people, unfortunately, and you when you trust the wrong mentors,
yeah.
And ultimately they laced his the mentor gave him a laced blunt.
Wow,
with crack.
Right, that's what started
that's
him
what
off,
started
right?
Him
at
off.
14, and he didn't
at
know.
14.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
This is somebody he looked up to. This is somebody that this was his mentor. This is somebody he looked up to, and he gave it to him. And then he was like, since then he's been battling it since he was 14 years old.
Jeez, and he's 50 now. So imagine how long that is.
Yeah, because I watched it was a documentary on Netflix that was. I came. It spoke of the Rough Riders. It was the Rough Riders doc, and it was first. It was super late. Actually, was it Netflix or BET? I think it was BET.
On,
yeah, but it was one. I never even knew the history of Rough Riders. I thought it was all DMX. So when I understand the history of the Rough Riders and where they came from, it was pretty late. So.
And shout out to them because they've been outside of the hospital, rallying up together, playing
praying
his music,
him,
playing his prayer. Like they've been holding. I don't know if you call it a vigil when the person's still alive, but they've just been holding the gathering together.
Oh yeah, like
to support
him. For sure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So shout out to DMX. We love you, King. just want to just run back a little bit on this cuffing season thing, because I'm going through it right now, because Hollywood is really this is something that's really happening right now, and it's strange. Mm-hmm. But Mimi Faust, also from Love and Hip Hop, you know, she was dating WNBA player Ty Young. And they apparently just split. And Ty was seen actually out with another girl already. Cuffing season just ended.
But Mimi be going through them, though.
They were together for a long time. This is the longest relationship. This is, like, longer than her and Stevie J. Like, come on.
They were serious.
You know
what?
I've been off Love and Hip Hop for some years.
She in there helping raise the baby and everything.
That's what I'm saying. I'm surprised to hear that.
I'm going
to
tell you something. If you come in here help me raise my child and think you breaking up with me, you better take the child with you. You better take the baby with you when you go. I ain't playing.
Oh my goodness.
What?
Okay.
So anyways, to the end of cuffing season, but that's just about my time. I just wanted to tell you guys that I had a little confirmation this week, and this morning, and the lady who came on earlier today, she was my confirmation for what I'm supposed to be doing and how I'm supposed to be doing it. I had started seeing a trainer a couple of weeks ago, and I only went 3 times, but in that time, I swear, I already feel skinny. I'm going through it in my mind. I'm like, my God, I already feel skinny. But this morning, like 2 Thursdays ago, I had to actually get up and go for my car somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And to take that walk early in the morning, did something to my spirit.
Really?
And I walked and I said to myself, girl, you are fat. And you know what? You have always been fat, but now you are fat and out of shape. You can't cut the block. And this lady said some things this morning and just had me so pensive. I couldn't even speak, actually. I just thought about it and I said, you know what? I'm going to use this. So I want to say that self-care right now is the word of the week. Take care of yourself. Love on yourself.
That's right.
Get up and do your 20 minutes or 30 minutes of cardio. Take care of your body. Take care of your skin. Take care of your mental health.
Absolutely.
Because this is what time it is. COVID has really changed a lot of things for a lot of us and slowed us down and slowed down our path. And it's time for us to get back on our horses and ride. And I know it's hard for people that live in cold places, because we live here in Canada. And yes, it's difficult to get out there and do these things, but it's warmer now. And I encourage you all to get outside, and I hope to see you all out there. And, you know, getting it in and taking care of yourself and fixing up yourself and looking beautiful, because that's what time it is. And so I came in and once I took my seat, I realized that my co-host is in here looking super, super snazzy today.
Hey.
And I got to give a shout out to Gina, because Gina is now part of my confirmation also, because I said this morning I wanted to get up a little bit earlier and beat my face and do my hair, and I didn't do it. And so now I'm saying to myself, you know what? There's no excuses. I'm about to start getting up an hour early. I'm going to use that hour that they gave us back. And I'm going to fix up myself. No, for real. Like, everybody trying to stay in bed a little bit long. You know, we be doing that thing, you know, and going through, okay, I got my little, but it's time. Get it up and fix up your face and do your hair. There's no excuses, ladies. I want to see y'all outside looking good. Fellas, too. Fellas, too. I'm challenging y'all, so I want to see y'all out there.
A little cheat. I do
Thank
my hair the
guys.
Night before.
Oh.
And wrap it.
Yeah.
Because you know I ain't waking up an hour early. So.
But the point is, look fresh, look hot. Basically,
at all times.
True, we've been inside a lot. So basically, every time, every opportunity you get, come out stunting.
Yeah,
why not?
Definitely.
Why the hell not? Kai, thank you for that.
Put your game up, y'all. Step your game up a little bit, y'all. That's what time it is. And cuffing season is over. So he about to go and do stuff anyway. So get ready to do stuff, too.
Hey.
That's what I'm going to say.
Hey.
I said it on the radio. Go tell the commissioner.
Hey.
Let's go.
You were doing really well.
Yeah, I like, so had it.
I tried to not.
So,
really
I
well.
So
I
had it.
No, I no. I give flowers. I
and now it's time for coffee.
Ooh.
Conversations.
I feel like I want a little more lead up before you start. Like, just a little intro. Just if you
want me to talk first?
No, no,
and then?
You don't
no,
even
no,
have
no,
drops.
I want lead up. and like some intro, and then your drop, and then
okay.
Intro.
Well, okay.
No, that was dictating drops, and you missing all
saying,
your drops.
That's
no,
a lot just, of work. Like,
I'm just
what?
Saying. Like,
anyways, no, yeah.
I figure it's better we have this conversation live on air. So
good. That's great. With the people. That's fantastic. Could you play me some DMX in the background, because yes. Today is DMX trivia okay, for y'all. I want to cool. See how ooh, well you guys know dope. The man that we are all praying for to come through. Mm-hmm. Play the same thing, you know.
No, I don't know. What I'm just going to put DMX.
X going to give it to you.
Well, there you go. I'm going to wait till you play it first. I'll see how well y'all know DMX. Just a few questions and some finish the lyrics, and then we're good to go.
You're asking me to go into down memory lane right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But they're very easy
questions. My
memory's
not as good
I think
as
you guys are
going to
be. I think everyone at the table is going to be very good.
What's the name of the song? I'm going to give it to you. What's the name of the song?
Yeah, you do give it to you.
I forgot my phone, so I can't cheat.
No. Gina.
What?
Y'all, oh, wow. This is what y'all talk about. Competitive, but y'all be cheating.
Yeah, Gina.
No.
I was just asking.
No.
I was like,
yo, all men's know Gina don't cheat.
Hey. All right.
Is this a clean version? I'm not sure.
Well, turn it down because I can't hear myself.
I thought we were jamming to it for a second.
Yo, get it twisted.
Man, we got 10 minutes.
It's mine. Mother stat. What you heard?
Oh yeah, baby. Queen version 2.
You can turn it down any day. You see the thing with Pete?
You got me hyped.
Is he dances to his own shenanigans. And nobody else at the table is dancing. We're just looking at him like, could you hurry up and turn this down? Okay. All right, let me start with y'all. Right, cool. What is his real name?
Earl.
Earl what?
Simon? No, Earl.
Are you doubting yourself?
I know it's Earl. Don't come for me.
I know. You want the anybody full government?
Yeah, I want his full
government. I was impressed with Earl. Shit.
Earl what?
I think it's Simmons.
You are right.
Thank you.
All right. What label is DMX a part of?
Rough Rider.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't come for me.
Oh, my gosh.
What does DMX stand for?
Darkman X. Darkman X. Yeah.
Darkman X. Yeah. Name two movies DMX appeared in.
The one with Aaliyah.
What's it called?
Don't come for me.
But no, you, I never. Said name. Not the movie's not called The One with Aaliyah.
Right?
I'm sorry.
True.
I take that.
That was
back. Okay,
no,
thank
right.
you. But name two movies.
Wasn't there like Jackie Chan in there? One of those movies too?
Oh, Lord. No? Kaya, please save your friend. Save your friend.
That's a different one. But
okay, what's it called, y'all?
DMX movies.
Name two movies that DMX appeared in, y'all.
Okay, I get half movies. A point.
Cradle to the Grave.
Oh, Pharaoh's cheating. He's cheating.
Oh, my gosh. No, he's but guys, cheating. Everybody put your head down because we should have all known Belly.
Exactly.
We should have all known Belly. I'm disgusting with my own self.
Here comes the boo.
Yeah. With my own self.
You Googling, though.
Okay.
I am.
At least they're cheating.
Yes, I am. Like, that's
how. At least I came with the one with the
Pharaoh Aaliyah. Is there cheating. Like, I'm not
I'm
sitting
disgusting.
Next to him.
I should have known Belly. Yo, I use that thing like Biggs, man. Like, I've gone too far, man. I use that all the time.
Pharaoh, wow. The two of you.
I used to put Belly on to go to sleep.
I'm just saying, y'all.
Gone too far now.
Biggs, man.
That's from Shatta's.
You not lying.
That's
from
Shatta's.
That is from
I told you my memory's not that good.
All right. So, Now I'm going to coast you guys into. Come on now. It's lyrics time. Are you guys ready?
No.
Of course
not.
These are easy ones. Okay. We must know this. Come on.
All right.
Stop.
Drop. Shut up and open up, Sean.
Hey, like now they like
no.
What's the
riders roll,
y'all?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Cool.
Bring it. What? We right here. Y'all don't know that track?
We ain't going anywhere.
He's on the
we
bike. Right come on, guys. Really? Wow.
Don't. No.
I said guys.
You.
I said guys.
Do not include me in this, guys.
But you are part of the
no, but no. She who said Earl,
got,
though?
Yeah, no, but Gina
Earl,
had some of the lyrics.
Okay. All right. This is the last one. This is easy. Listen. Everybody at the table but must get it and name a bonus
this
track of DMX.
Hour, y'all.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
Up in here.
Hey.
Up in here.
Hey.
Y'all gonna make me
go all out.
Up in here.
Woo.
Up in here.
Yes.
Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here.
Okay.
Hey,
that's all right. I'm giving y'all. That's all. All
right, so you guys name me one of your favorite DMX tracks. It could be one of the ones that I just did too.
No, there's no favorite. There's
what
so
you really want from a really want.
Hey yo,
give it to
yes.
It was Brenda, Leticia,
hey,
Leticia, Dawn, LaShawn, Inez, and Alicia.
Woo! That's how you know. Gina?
No, a lot of them. I already gave you guys X Gon' Give It To You, like, on the recent. I'm here for it. Okay, here it goes.
Oh, yes!
suffer.
Slip it, no, slip he's it. Not playing this right now.
Say that, say that.
Whatever, babe.
And the suffer.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping.
I'm falling. I can't get up.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping. I'm falling. Guess this. Hey, yo, I'm slipping. I'm falling. I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping. I'm falling. I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping. I'm falling. I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear this. I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I'll live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than bids. I know because I've been there. Now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the ball, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging when I caught a buzz, I'm thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, it wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepare my ass for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, was it my fault? Something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bid. Back on the scene at 14 with a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in a dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only I'd head off in my last. Just another little come on, headed nowhere fast. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit. That ain't the half. Arrogance gets worse as I get older. Actions become bolder. Heart got cold, chip on my shoulder that I didn't touch. Didn't need a click, cause I scared it that much. One deep with the starting for kicks. Catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick. Used to get high just to get by. Used to have to ball in the morning before I could fly. Ate something, couple of 40s made me hate something. After some hurt, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later, showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut, or give a how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life. What? Like this, keppin' with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm hooked up. I'm slipping, I'm falling, can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping.
So PM, assuming that is yo favorite.
That is
PM.
The track.
That is yo.
What are you saying?
DM
like that? I have to say, like DMX. Well, my family's we're a dog family, but I have to say, like you know, coming up with my pits, DMX was a big influence. Like
nice.
We used to go to who remembers Trinidad in the Park?
At Angry Elm Park.
Angry Elm Park. And then the man that used to show up with our pits and chains.
What? And
yo, those are the days.
Yo, that and Caravana too.
Mm-hmm.
You came with Shaman. We had King and Queen, and we were running the streets, man. People make way.
People make way. People
dogs.
Make way. But anyways, no.
So
I have to give it up for the end of the influence he had in my life.
Nice,
yeah,
nice.
Absolutely.
All right, y'all. So how are you guys feeling about today's show?
I'm feeling a little.
You didn't just do that.
Yes, she did. Well, I asked her how she was feeling, so it's totally legit. That is how she's feeling. You cannot battle that.
Don't tell me how I'm feeling.
No, I know. You're right. You're right. I can't. There's nothing.
Jesus.
There's nothing.
But I want to say that because I want to say I heard the one of the stories of DMX rap battling, and during his freestyle, he had trained his dog to bark on command. So during one of his lyrics, he said something, then the dog started barking. He's like, hold up, I got it, and continue. Y'all don't even know.
Yeah. X.
That is
true
dumb.
Story.
Yeah. No,
Kaya, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go through.
Kaya, how you feeling about today's show, love?
Oh, I feel great.
Yeah.
The show was amazing.
I'm excited. I just feel like there's just like the show's only getting better and better. No, honestly, I really did have a good time today. Thank you all for being present. Thank you to everybody who was listening. I want to also just remind people to check us out online, ofcnetwork.com. And a quick little fun fact, I'm going to slow down my own personal Facebook page, and I'm going to start only doing stuff in our Facebook group. So I want to encourage everybody, just look for the OFC, OFC One Full Circle community online if you want to take part in what we're doing. And, you know, our lives are going to be in there moving forward and all kinds of different things.
Can you also do that on Instagram? Because I'm going to be honest, my Facebook presence is null to...
Oh, yeah, we got to up our Instagram game.
Yeah, I'm not the one.
It's me. Don't look at me.
Okay.
Anyways, kings and queens, we had a good show today. I appreciate you guys. I love being in you guys' presence. But this was the Empower Hour for today, April 8th on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available on Facebook Live at MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. I am Ms. Trish. This episode was brought to you by the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, the Pub St. Pierre, and to our amazing team. People, stay blessed. Less black and highly favored. Thanks for watching and listening. You love to go before you touch my shine. Just know it ain't my style, it ain't my shame, ain't what I do, ain't what I say. I'm just blacker than licorice, harder utter another brother with penmanship. Smooth as butter, my lady lover is cinnamon. From the gutter, my baby mother, my venison. What that mean, my dear, like your dinner, singing Bambi. Can we get a bit of color on the man we hail as the greatest melter ever tread the land or sea? Because it'll make our vision a little more brandy. Also, don't know why cocoa skin folk drip don't get promo in places with more bucks than added to come.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.